one more day with no arrests in the Paul and Maggie Murdaugh killings means one more day the killer or killers have to hide or run or maybe kill again. Tonight on Banfield, fear of the unknown and maybe also of the known in Lowcountry. And later, good luck trying to list all of the accolades behind the Chicago Bulls jersey number 33, the one that will be hanging in the rafters long after we're all gone. Scottie Pippen is a six-time NBA champ, an Olympic gold medalist, and an NBA Hall of Famer. But now you can add author to that list. And what he's serving up with his new liquor company? Sure to have some tongues wagging. The great Scottie Pippen, tonight on Banfield. Hello and welcome everyone to Banfield. It has now been 15 days since person or persons unknown shot dead the matriarch and youngest son of the powerful Murdaugh family in South Carolina. And we now have a statement from the 14th Circuit Solicitor, in effect, the local prosecutor, like a DA. Not about a break in that case, or even about a lead, but instead about his own insistence on playing an official role in the case. His name is Duffy Stone, and he has so far refused to effectively hand that case off to the state attorney general, despite the fact that the Murdaugh family controlled that very office that he holds for 80-plus years. Stone writes, quote, "To my knowledge, there is no clear suspect in the case at this time, and as such, speculation about the propriety of my office's involvement is precisely that, speculation." The critics point out that Stone did recuse himself after that deadly 2019 boat crash for which Paul Murdaugh was still awaiting trial when he was brutally murdered. But in 2019, Stone said, quote, "It was immediately apparent that young Mr. Murdaugh would be a suspect and that his father owned the boat and that other passengers were related to employees of my office. Thus, any comparison of these cases is simply not apt." We have a whole lot of new reporting on this case, and not just the double murder, but the boating accident and also another suspicious death. And it comes from an attorney who's close to the murder investigation and that 2019 boating accident. Let me just tell you a little bit about what this attorney told us. The attorney said that many people in the community believe that the Murdaugh family was connected to what happened to a young man named Stephen Smith. And if you've been following this case, you know that Stephen Smith, 6 years ago, was mysteriously killed in a hit-and-run accident. No one was ever found in that case, but Stephen Smith's mother was called by police investigating the Murdaugh murders to ask if there might be any connection or motive. She called that a slap in the face. But this attorney says that many people in the community actually believe that there is some connection. This attorney also says there was no police investigation in the case of Stephen Smith, seen in the photograph held by his mother, Sandy Smith. It would be odd for a hit and run to have no police investigation, but Sandy Smith sure isn't happy with the investigation. 6 years later, still no one to bring to justice for the death of her son. Then the attorney source of ours today said this. DNA from all of the people involved in the boating accident, the kids, all been submitted. And then related to the double murder, the same source says he believes that police have unknown DNA, a sample from the murder, and that they want to compare it to known DNA samples, which is why they're collecting DNA from anyone they can. This is something else regarding the mood of the people in that community. This attorney source says to us that they hear people are hopeful that this incident will reduce the Murdaugh authority and their command in this community. And here is a big piece of information. This attorney source tells us he knows that there was a weapon left at the scene. That is big news because we at least know until now that two different weapons were used in this double murder, that a shotgun was used to kill Paul Murdaugh and that a rifle was used to kill his mother. But this attorney says that at least one weapon was left at the scene. And then regarding the weapon or weapons. One of the boat passengers from the 2019 incident was tested for gunshot residue 2 days after the murders were committed. 2 days after the Murdochs were found killed at their hunting cabin. Police went and at least collected gunshot residue samples from one of the boat passengers. Whether there was any gunshot residue, we do not know. We just know that they were tested for gunshot residue. Here's what I can tell you after doing this job for, a couple of decades. It's real hard to get gunshot residue off someone's hands 2 days after an incident. That doesn't say whether they had it or whether they did not have it on their hands. But we do know that at least one person has been tested for gunshot residue. With that, I want to bring in News Nation correspondent Michael Schur. He's in Hampton, South Carolina. Michael, the power that I spoke of regarding the Murdochs arises from their dominance of the local prosecutor's office for more than 80 years. You've been collecting a lot of information, and it hasn't been an easy job, I can tell you that much. I know how hard it has been for you to get people to talk, but you did talk to someone today who didn't want to talk on camera or give his name, but he talked about the cabin, the hunting cabin, and how often the Murdochs actually did not use the cabin. What did you hear?
Yeah, that's right, Ashley. What we did hear from this Navy veteran and longtime resident of Hampton, as a matter of fact, he has family that's been here for generations. He hasn't lived here his entire life. He left for the Navy and then came back. He told me something that I found really compelling, which was this Moselle, right, the hunting lodge where this tragedy happened. It was, in fact, a place that the Murdoch family used, but not exclusively. They lent it out to people in the prosecutor's office, to sheriff's deputies, to people who were friends of theirs. So this was a place that a lot of people would have stayed in over the course of the years, and certainly during the pandemic. He said he knew that people tried to repair to Moselle as a way of getting out of their houses during the pandemic. So there are really a lot of different pieces to this in terms of who got to use that property, Ashley.
It's just fascinating. Do we know at this point, I know it's early, Michael, but do we know if they have tested anyone who may have been a visitor in that hunting cabin for DNA?
Well, here's the thing about do we know, right? We don't know very much because nobody is talking in this town. And let me give you an idea. Behind me, past those South Carolina palmetto trees, you see the Hampton County Courthouse, where the Murdochs have been part of the solicitor's office there since 1920 up until 2017. About 100 yards walking from there, as you look down Mulberry Street here and you hear the train coming through town almost on cue, that is PMPED. The M in PMPED, that law firm, is Murdoch. So they are that close to what you have here at the courthouse. That is how close they are to the sort of the pedals of power in this town. To get people to talk today was quite difficult. I'm going to share with you an email or text I got today from a very close friend of mine who knows people in this area. I asked him to ask any of them if they would get somebody for us to talk to. And here's what came through. Please do not give your buddy my contact info. I won't speak to any reporters. I did not know Paul or Maggie. That's all I'm willing to say. It's a ticking time bomb, and I'm so far removed that talking would put me into a mess that I'm not part of, nor do I want to be a part of. That is indicative of what the people in this town are saying. I've always found that going into barber shops is a great way to get people to talk. I even got a haircut today. I'm not sure how that's going to look on the expense report, but I didn't need one. I went in because I wanted to see if I could get a little bit of back and forth. The barber wouldn't even talk in this town, says, I'm not going to talk about the Murdoch case. I spoke to someone else who said to me that if a Murdoch killed my mama's dogs, I wouldn't tell anybody about it. That's the kind of thing that we're dealing with. They're operating up here, and the rest of the town feels like they operate down here. I spoke to someone who told me exactly what that feels like here in Hampton.
Do you feel like there would be retaliation for talking about them?
I don't think so. Not with the lowlifes like us. We just like talking about them.
What was the other?
And that's, everybody talks about it. This is Murdoch country. People talk about them, but they don't really want to talk about them on camera because of what that could bring. Ashley?
So, Michael, I know you had a chance to talk to someone at a convenience store as well that gave us a little bit more color about the strength and power, the awesome power of the Murdochs. What did that person say?
A really telling anecdote, Ashley. This was a gentleman who owned a convenience store here in Hampton for many years that everyone in town, but every Murdoch as well, and there are plenty of them, would come into. And one of them, the father, you'll know that 2 days after this tragedy, the father, who had been ill with cancer for some time, passed away. And so that was Randy, Big Randy, they called him. When he went into that convenience store one day, and he was a regular customer, he said to the owner, he said, "Listen, if anything ever happens here, if you're ever robbed, call me and I'll tell you what happened." And he said that put him in awe of the power of this family. "I'll tell you what happened." That was what the prosecutor in town was saying to this convenience store owner.
That's pretty incredible. So that, since we're on the topic of prosecutors, let me ask you a little bit about this news about the local solicitor. That's a local name, really, for what everybody else in the country might consider the DA, but it sort of crosses a lot of jurisdictions. And this local prosecutor, solicitor Duffy Stone, says he's not recusing himself from this. I'm wondering how that's going over in a community that seems to have some pretty strong feelings about the Murdochs and the hold on power, because I think, you know, he's got some connections, obviously, to the Murdochs, too.
No question. As a matter of fact, they held that office until Duffy Stone had the office. So right now, you would think that they're sort of, that he has some sort of tie to the Murdoch family, certainly. You know, the people that would come on and talk with us, and they were very few, were people who would be supportive of that. I spoke to Newton McMillan, a longtime resident of Hampton. He's somebody who knows the Murdochs as well. Asked him exactly what you just asked me. Here's Newton McMillan.
"Even when the thing came up with Paul, he refuted himself because of his connection, which is, you know, my opinion, you know, that's making sure there's no blowback on it, that strings were pulled or anything else."
And that's what you're going to hear from the people that are supportive. He's saying, yeah, until we have a criminal in this case, until we know who the suspect is, there's no need for this man to recuse himself. Other people in town are very suspicious of the ties between this solicitor and the Murdoch family, Ashley.
Michael Schur, that is some incredible reporting. Fantastic work down there in a community that is not keen on talking. So great work, and thank you for letting us know.
Thanks,
all
Ashley.
Of those developments. Michael Schur, live for us down in Hampton, South Carolina. I just want to remind our viewers as well, the family is asking for help. There has been a tip line set up by the state. So far, the state's not telling us if there's any leads that have come in to that tip line. We are on the case for you. Okay, so coming up next, very special guest, the legendary Hall of Famer, Scottie Pippen. He's talking about his new book. He's opening up about what he thinks about Michael Jordan, that documentary, The Last Dance. Whoop, wait until you hear what he has to say. He's also talking racism. He's talking President Obama. And maybe the most fun of all, he's talking about his brand new line of bourbon. All coming up next.